Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Good afternoon, America, Eruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patrons. Our Make It Happen May Monday Live Studio audience wore their common sense caps all weekend. Listen to many of our 324 segments of this live show delivered by our 138 partners and learn some targeted take action items during last night's Defend the Vote event hosted by our platinum partners, Jeff Brain of Clout Hub and Raj Dorasamy of Defend Our Union. Today's topic's on episode 206, Domestic Abuse, Save America. Healing, Pregnancy, and Digital Marketing, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Or Sika Julia, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. Me, take action items to save your freedoms. Lois Hollis, exposing shame and guilt to create healing. Eloise Nathaniel, Pregnancy Resource Center, offering free services to support men and women. And Aaron Welch, digital marketing consultant, creating the best processes and strategies for business. And our special guest for my patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m. is Jeff Brain, the founder and CEO of Clout Hub, the non-biased social network for people engaged in meaningful civic, social, and political issues, causes, and campaigns they care about. A true free speech platform.
Free at last! Free at last! Thanks God Almighty, we are free at last.
So be sure to stick around to the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action items, resources, and of course some entertainment and much more. The phone lines will be open to ask Jeff any questions and no topic is off the table. Please call 646-668-2537 and let's get the conversation going. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com.
Everything's home.
We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, Big Media, a member of the exclusive colluding 13 Bigs Club, calls claims of fraud during the 2020 election the big lie, which is the same term the Nazis used. So today, President Donald J. Trump released the following press release. Hear ye, the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 will be, from this day forth, known as the big lie. So take that, socialist, regressive, communist, demon rats, establishment, spineless, republicans, and elected elites. Boy, did he hit a nerve, especially with the warmonger traitor Liz Cheney. Number two, the Merrick Corruption County Audit in Anarchy, Arizona is moving along successfully and looking for more volunteers. To apply, go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and then the AZ Audit page. Just click the volunteer graphic. I applied last week and hopefully we'll be picked to give you the real inside scoop. More on the audit during my segment. Today's topic's on episode 206, Domestic Abuse, Save America, Healing, Pregnancy, and Digital Marketing. It's May 3rd, day 413 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, day 413 of 15 days to slow the spread. And places are still shut down. States are still under lockdown. Kids aren't in school. Unbelievable.
Snap out of it.
It's Make It Happen May, and we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time to help you grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. It's time to take action, everybody. Everybody needs to take one political action every single day. And then, of course, the other actions to grow the business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. The link to listen to our live show is on our homepage at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick in a symbolism of control and tyranny, and they can't make you wear them. It's against the law, people. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 206, domestic abuse, save America, healing, pregnancy, and digital marketing. First up, Miss Orsica Julia. She's the founder of Out of the Quicksand, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. Audience, big round of applause. Orsica, how are you today?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so great. Thank you, Michelle, for having me again. I love your show. I love being on here. I love your energy. Just totally blessed to be here with you. Thank you.
Oh, see, this is why you keep coming back. One compliment gets you in the front door, dear. But thank you so much.
You know?
I really appreciate that. As long as we're making a difference in the world and people's lives, that's all that matters. So, domestic abuse, what do you want to cover today?
Oh, my gosh. Your opening statement of, what are we, 415th day? Is that what you had
413.
Said?
413 days of the 15 days to slow the spread of the political propaganda pandemic.
Of that. Well, I'm sitting here thinking that's 413 days that these domestic violence victims are trapped in the house with the abuser. And, I mean, a lot of, you know, people in the U.S. have gone back to work, but it's still just such a scary, daunting thought. Because when I was with my abuser, I'm not going to claim that as mine, but when I was in the abusive situation 10 years ago, if there would have been a lockdown, I mean, I just can't even imagine what these women, especially the moms who are protecting their children, go through day in and day out. And it's just daunting and sad. And, you know, the help is definitely needed and wanted. And it's just overwhelming, really, to even think about what those who are sitting in the abusive situations are enduring during the past 413 days.
And then if you've got the abuser who's abusing the wife, he's probably abusing the children. So then everybody's in the same house together. The kids are still home. He's abusing the wife. Can you imagine what she's going through? Because maybe she's seeing things that she never saw before or that she has to witness it too. I mean, it's just one big cluster that's completely unnecessary. And, you know, how many people have suffered long-term trauma? How many people have died? It's just mind-blowing.
It is. And even if the children aren't getting directly abused, they see what's going on. And kids are so much smarter than we give them credit for, and that we allow them, you know, we allow ourselves to see how smart the children are because we want to protect them and think that they're innocent and naive. But that's the furthest thing from the truth, realistically. And so, again, even if the children aren't getting physically abused, there's that mental and emotional abuse that they endure because they see mom going through it. And that's just a bad deal all around.
Yeah, because they might not have seen it before or knew it was that bad. And now it's so much more frequent. I mean, just to go through that as a child, oh, just absolutely horrible experience. I mean, the therapy that these kids are going to need, which most of them probably aren't going to get it, right? Because if you're in an abusive situation, I mean, you know, and you could talk about that, which I actually would like you to. It's probably the woman, let's just say it's the woman getting abused, right? Because that's probably the most common.
Okay.
She's not even going to get the therapy that she needs. because she's maybe still in it. And then what happens after, if she finally gets a chance to get out, does she really go get the therapy? You know, it's,
well, I mean, the first step obviously is to get out, right? And that's paramount to the family's legacy and the success and the trajectory of the family. But yeah, when I got out of our, or when we got out, because I have three children, when we all got out of our situation, I didn't even realize that I had PTSD from it until 5 years after our freedom. Like, I just, I was on such survival mode and wanted to make sure that my kids were healthy. And honestly, my youngest one needed to go through therapy a couple of times in the past 10 years because of the abuse that he endured. And so, you know, I put him into therapy when he was, well, 3 and 4, because that's when I realized what was going on with him. And I knew that this was much more than I could handle, and I didn't have the information, you know, in my tool belt to be able to help him develop and grow into the successful young man that he is. And so I, of course, took him to therapy because that was the best option for his healing journey. But I didn't even go until, oh, probably 7 years after my our freedom date. Like, I didn't even realize that I needed it. Because moms go into survival mode, because you're living in survival mode in the abusive situation. And then you're out of the abusive situation, and you're like, what do I need to do to heal my family? And the important thing is, and I would love it if, you know, if you have audience members who are listening and they are in the abusive situation or they're recently out, this is something I didn't know. So if you're not listening up to this point, pay attention here real quick. I have a quick thing for you. If you're out of the abusive situation, take care of yourself first. You can only serve from your overflow. So if your saucer is empty, you're not able to give anything to anybody. I would have been a much healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally, spiritually mother had I served myself first, had I filled my saucer first. And my children's healing journey would have been expedited exponentially if I would have been more complete in my healing journey. So learn from my mistakes, moms. Learn to you're not being selfish if you're putting yourself first. You're being selfless even more. So congratulations for getting out. Now take that step and be selfless and serve your children to the best of your ability by getting yourself healed first. So important.
I think that's a great reminder is to, for anyone that's out there listening or for anyone that has family or friends that's going through this, family members, friends, they've got to help themselves first because they've got to be strong for the kids because they've got so much on their plate to go through personally. Plus they've got to go work most of the time, right? So you got to totally
Absolutely.
Get this out of your head, focus on work or go get a job and rebuild your life, figure out where you're going to live.
Sure.
And then you always have you know, the fear and horror that the ex or the abuser is obviously looking for you because they're probably still angry.
Sure.
They're more angry that you're not
Sure.
there anymore. And then you want to get the kids back on track, but it's important to
Right.
to help yourself first. So what do people do in order to, let's just say that they want to help family members, friends, or they're listening and they're ready to take that step to get their own healing process going?
Well, the first and foremost important thing for those who are getting out, is to find that group that you can trust. Let them be family, let them be friends, whatever. Reach out to me at outofthequicksand.com, and I'll be more than happy to hold your hand through the healing process. I mean, I've been there. I speak firsthand. I would have loved it if somebody who has been there already would have reached their hand out to me and gotten me out of my quicksand. My family and friends were magnificent. I have just the most amazing support group ever, and it was great, but they didn't understand the mental anguish, the emotional anguish, the spiritual anguish. That's not something anybody should understand, but unfortunately a number of us do. And so, you know, reach out to me. If you have family or friends who are going through it, please feel free to reach out and say, hey, how can we help? I'm always, always an advocate and always happy to. But listening is so important. Just listen to the person who's recently gotten out. That's all we need. We just need a shoulder to cry on, somebody to color with, you know, somebody to
mm-hmm.
talk with. Just to learn to enjoy life in the simplicities of it. Take them out for ice cream. Get their nails done with them, you know, simple stuff.
Yeah, just try easing them back into a normal lifestyle and a way of life that they probably haven't been used to for a long time. You know, there's always after effects. It's like, I don't know if you've ever been in California and lived through a earthquake and then every time that you hear a noise, you think it's another earthquake, you know, the aftershocks. And even if it's not, it's just,
sure,
you twitch a little. And I'm sure, I mean, I'm using an example that's nothing compared to abuse, but something simple like, well, earthquake's not simple, but that's something that human,
right,
you know what I mean? Human nature,
right,
is to get, I don't want to use the word triggered because it's been abused, but along the same lines, you know, just that sudden noise and just, you know, that feeling, and yet you jump, you hesitate. The abuse is obviously much worse. So there's long-term effects to all of this. And the sooner people can get help, the better, not to mention the sooner they can get out. Now, real quick, I know that you are working with,
sure,
primarily women. It could be men, you know, and mm-hmm, but for the most part, let's just focus on the women. I mean, you're not helping them get out of the situation because you're there to help,
correct,
them afterwards. Can you give just some advice for someone who, like, how do they get out? What are the first things you need to do in order to make that,
sure, have a plan,
huge life change?
Right. No, it is. Have a plan. So major steps. First, you know, have a plan. So talk to a trusted person. I spoke with both my siblings. I spoke with my siblings and said, hey, I need out. And we devised a plan together. Absolutely let authority know that you're leaving and when you're leaving and where you're going, and give them your phone number. Because if you take, let's say there are children involved, if you take the children out of state, then you could be technically accused of kidnapping. We don't want that, right? And there have been so many cases that I know of personally firsthand that the mom took the children away and the dad got custody back of the children because of kidnapping, quote unquote. So just make sure that you let authorities know that you're leaving and this is why you're leaving. You know, my husband raped me. He's been punching me in the face. I have broken limbs, whatever, you know, and so we're leaving. So let the officers know, let the authorities know that you're leaving, and absolutely give them the information where you can be contacted, and they will be your advocate. So devise a plan. Have some money stashed away if it's possible, but that's so hard because usually the abusers are so controlling. So if you can, like, give a $5 bill here and there to a trusted friend, and then they can, you know, give you at least money to be able to buy some sort of fast food for your kids when you're on the road to escaping, you know, then that's super helpful.
Yeah, these are things that most people don't have to think about or go through. But gosh,
right,
well, more power to the women that come through this. And then, of course, people like you who are out there helping, and the survivor yourself, where you took the courage to try to help others. And, you know, I'm sure it brings back some sort of memories once you hear stories and you're guiding them through this process, because, you know, it's impossible to not have that kind of stir up. So
sure,
more
sure,
power to you too, my dear. Give your website
thank
one
you
more time.
Thank you.
And then like a phrase or a word of advice or a quote or something to give a little encouragement for these ladies to get out and move on and try to get the healing they need.
Absolutely. So the website is outofthequicksand.com. And a word of encouragement, a couple actually, you are worthy. You are absolutely worthy of complete healing. And you are worthy of living a life of forgiveness and that healing. So you are worthy, ladies and gentlemen, because gentlemen are trying to get out as well. You are worthy. You can live a life of forgiveness. Yes, you can forgive your abuser, and you can live a life of healing. I, you know, 10 years free, and I am totally forgiven, and I am, you know, still on the road to recovery, but that's just going to be probably a lifelong process.
Yeah. Wow. I hope all of this information gets to the right people in the right amount of time.
Thank
so,
you.
Orsika, thank you so much for being such an incredible partner and helping so many women and men that need it so much. So make sure you jump on.
Absolutely.
For, oh my God, I'm going to say it, jump on for June. It's already May, people. Make it happen.
Oh
May.
My goodness.
Yeah, and it's too fast. All right, my dear, I will talk to you next month, and thank you so much for all the work you're doing.
Thanks, Michelle. Blessings to you.
Thank you. So I let her go a little long today because I have my own segment, and I have obviously time before and after, and I'm getting back on track to the time frame that we originally structured the show, which when we did the All-Stars in March, we were totally off the rails. So we are going to get back on track because I want to be respectful of the guest time. I want to be respectful of your time. I want to get you as much information in the first hour that we can in order for you to get that, get the content that you could take action in your life to do all kinds of amazing, amazing things. And then don't forget at the second hour, which starts at 1 p.m., our special guest who's joining me in the Patriotic Soapbox is Jeff Brain, the CEO of Clout Hub. It's a great, great platform. Couple things, because I said I wanted to talk about saving America and rescuing and preserving your freedoms, saving your freedoms, which, you know, we all, and I've been talking about this for a long, long time, we no longer live in a free country, and you have to keep that in mind. We don't live in a free country because all you have to do is look to see what's happened in the past year and what is continuing to happen. I'm not even talking about the election. I'm just talking about your ability to do what you want. You can't even talk. You can't even say certain things. It's taboo. You're not allowed. Can't talk about certain words. You get censored. You get canceled. You get shut down. Perfect example. Last week, we had Patrick Coffin. He was the host of the Truth Over Fear, COVID-19, and the Great Reset Online Summit with incredible, incredible guests. Well, guess what happened on Friday when they did the event? About 3 hours into it, the company that hosted the events shut them down. Totally shut it down. They had 50,000 people online watching these incredible speakers give the truth, and the hosting company shut it down. Now, you know, this wasn't a hidden event. It wasn't something where they said, oh, we're going to talk about small business marketing and then sneak in all these experts and doctors and journalists and professionals who are going to tell you all the real truthful information. It was well advertised. It's well all over the whole platform, but they did it on purpose. They figured, you know what? We're going to show them who's boss. And that's what I'm saying. We've lost our freedoms. But what they're going to do is they're going to rebroadcast it and do it again this weekend. I'll get you more details on that on Wednesday. But I just wanted to give you a perfect, perfect example. And then, of course, you know, we're going to talk about the event last night, defend the vote. For Raj Doraisamy's Defend Our Union and Jeff Brain. We can talk about that when Jeff comes on. But the thing that we need to keep in mind, I'm going to play a couple sound bites that I got from the war room. You know, I like to steal sound bites from our media partners, which I usually take it from Joe Piscopo and the war room, Steve Bannon's war room, which if you're not watching that show, you need to watch that show. The information that they have, the guests, so strong. And a lot of the guests that are on that show have come on our show. So it's just a matter of time before we get Steve on the show too. I want to play a couple of the sound bites from this morning because it supports what I've been saying. You know, I try to give you the reminder, and I'm going to do it right now. And then I'm going to play the sound bites. So this is what I want you to think about. And I want you to realize when I say there's no more left and there's no more right, there's us, we the people, versus all of the others. And you've seen it come to fruition over the past year and a half, and it continues every single day, even worse. And that's why we need to come together. That's why it's great that they have these events that you're seeing, and they're having all these rallies that are coming out. MTG, the notorious MTG, and Matt Gaetz, they're starting America First rallies, and there's a whole bunch more. Mike Lindell on the 10th in South Dakota is having the free speech or Frank's speech event. Joe Piscopo, our buddy Joe Piscopo, he's actually going to be doing Frank Sinatra. He's going to bring his band out there. There's so many more rallies. There's so many more events coming up to let people know that there's so many of us, everybody. There's so many of us that love this country, that love God, that want things to be the way it should be, the way that it was before this quest. You know, you can call it the Great Reset because they wrote it. They told you this was happening before all of this came down and it's smack dab in our face. And then, of course, with the bills that are passed, you know, you've got a perfect example, the COVID-19, the COVID relief bill, which it wasn't a relief, $1.9 trillion. You had 91% of that going elsewhere. Only 9% went to the American people. The 91% went to all of these different entities in order to fight us American people. So they're armed with trillions of dollars. That's not including the other ones they've gotten over the past year. Trillions of dollars. It's an arsenal of a nuclear Biden bomb coming at you to force their agenda down our throats to quiet us. And we're not even talking about vaccine passports yet. That's a whole another disaster of a topic. So I'm at 12:24. I'm going to keep it on time. So don't worry. We're going to talk about more of this once Jeff comes on. But I just do want to give you the reminder, and then I'm going to give you some sound backups to show you that they really do hate us, okay? That they really do. The socialist, regressive, communist demon rats, the Republicans, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another. I used to call it the 11 bigs. I added two more. It's now the 13 bigs. That's big media, aka mainstream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion, big education, and big nonprofit and foundation. They have no use for you, the American people, we the people, except to take our money and freedom, and they're doing it every day, and it's getting worse. They only want to control, so we need to really rely on each other since we're all in this together. Again, it's not about the left or the right. It's all of us versus all of them, and they're coming at us. Literally like a nuclear Biden bomb, okay? There's at least 100 million of us patriots, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices, and our buying decisions, our wallets. So it's important that you take a look at that. That is the thought process you need to put in your brain. And this is not political anymore, because what they've done is they spent decades infesting politics into all of these different entities. So now it affects every part of our lives. And if you don't believe me, just look at the past year and look what's still going on. So we need to change our thought process. We need to understand who the bad guy is and then move forward accordingly with a lot of these take action items that we're going to talk about with Jeff during the second hour. So let me play a couple of sound bites to support what I'm saying, but I'm going to keep an eye on the time. I'm going to play one from this morning with Jeff Scarborough. I'm going to go a minute over, but I'm going to give Lois the time because this is important. This puts it in the perspective.
In public service, who eventually became Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Could Paul Ryan be Speaker of the House right now for this Republican Party?
No chance. In fact, Ronald Reagan couldn't win a primary in the Republican Party these days. You know what's really extraordinary about the Liz Cheney and the Mitt Romney stories right now is look at their actual voting records. Liz Cheney she's not like us, Joe. She's not a squishy rhino. She has a plus 95% rating, I think, from conservative groups.
Not about the things that have shaped Republican debates and have shaped conservative debates and have shaped debates in America over the past 240 years. It's nothing but tribalism and this personality cult. And Charlie, our party has had a lot of flaws, but could you ever imagine we would get to this point where, again, ideology didn't matter, a 95% lifetime rating didn't matter. Liz Cheney's 95% ACU rating didn't matter. It's all whether you support and are a member of this personality cult or not.
And this personality cult, yes. I mean, it's extraordinary. I mean, having lived through it, it's still amazing watching the party become, I mean, you and I both remember when we thought the party, the Republicans were the party of ideas. Forget that. It's become a cult of personality. But a cult of this personality, that guy on the porch at Mar-a-Lago with the open mic, that's the personality cult that this party has chosen, and they have rejected all of these other issues. All of the other leaders have been cast out, and that's really extraordinary.
Those are the bad people. Those are the bad people. Keep that in mind. That's the enemy, people. That is the enemy. All right, it's 12:28. We'll talk more about that during the Patriotic Soapbox with Jeff, because there's so much that I have with you for you guys today. There's a lot coming. All right, so my next guest, she is a new partner, Miss Lois Hollis, shame guilt educator, counselor, and filmmaker. She's the creator of the Soul Speaks Method of Healing. Audience, give her a big round of applause, please. Lois, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you. And how are you doing? You're marvelous, 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 Michelle.
I love it. You are welcome to come on the show again, my friend. Not to tell you, just one little compliment, and you are my best friend for life. So thank you so much, and welcome to the platform. Yeah, I can already tell you're going to be a great addition to our community. I must say, though, when I was doing my homework, I saw a picture of you. You're absolutely gorgeous, and you look like a very, very pretty version of Lily Tomlin. Do you get that a lot?
I get that a lot because they said I'm 77, so, and that's
you look great.
Only last year. At 55, I look dying. So I'm using.
And I'm a huge fan of Lily Tomlin. Not like she's not a pretty lady, but I'm just saying at your age compared to her age, even though she's a little bit older, but you look fabulous. You look fabulous. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's give some tips and takeaways for the audience so that they can start to enhance the quality of their life today.
Okay, thank you so much. Since I'm 77, I could talk for like a couple days, so I'm making it quick. I had an abusive childhood. However, I was able to, you know, really do well. I created the first kidney hemodialysis unit in the country in the 60s. Was a forerunner in a surgery and a lot of firsts. And finally, around 60 years old, I said, I'm just a trailblazer. I never knew that. I just saw something that needed to be done, and I just did it. I didn't think that you wouldn't. So, and in my healing, I did the traditional therapies, and I didn't want to commit suicide anymore, which was a step up, but I wasn't happy. You know how you just like, okay, I'm here, but I'm drudging. It's not happy. And I wanted to be happier. And I discovered that shame guilt was the reason of all my problems. And it was amazing to me to know that no one isolated shame guilt in itself to be its own study. Like you said in your podcast, I listened to a few of your shows.
Okay.
And
thank you.
We are awakening, but we've taken the sleeping pill. Mm-hmm. The sleeping pill is shame guilt energy, which we keep on like, oh, we can't do that. We're not good enough. That's how we got into this mess in the beginning. But it's in our culture. It's in our government. It's in our schools. It's in our churches. It's in our home life. It's in everything, and you know that. Like you were talking about the discord within our nation today. That's a whole nother story. But shame guilt is the root of it.
You're so right.
About it, why my people never stood up and said, because they were made to be victims. And we would listen to whoever spoke to us. We didn't lose our logical mind. We used our shame guilt mind that we're not good enough. That's how we got into this trouble.
Well, it's almost like programming, right? It was programming from what you heard, and it's propaganda, the science of propaganda. One of the episodes we did, I think it was 197. You might want to listen to that with Deborah Peterson.
Mind control.
That's exactly, yeah. It's a war technique. It is actually something that you can actually look up, and it gives you the steps on how to do it. I mean, this is a calculated method.
I want to say we can fix it. How are we going to fix it? I'm like, oh, okay, we all know this, and Adam and Eve and so forth, but we got to fix it. So love energy. Everybody knows about love energy. We can move mountains, right, when we're in love. We have compassion. We have intuition. We love each other, and we support each other. Everybody knows that when they have love, happiness, joy. But on the other side, there's something called shame, guilt, energy. I'm not saying emotion. I'm saying energy. And that's how it all changes. People can see that it doesn't belong to humanity. Love belongs to us. Shame, guilt, energy does not belong to humanity. So we can kick it the heck out of our lives.
So what's the first step? What do we do?
The first step is to realize it's not of us. Now, what happens when a virus comes into your computer, the virus energy? Oh,
you got a big problem.
You had a big problem. Nothing works right. Okay, we as a human have a computer. We are a computer. We are crystalline structure. We have energy lines. we have meridians. When this negative, outside, destructive energy called shame and guilt, I call it shame and guilt because it's the same, comes into our being by someone shaming us, you're not good enough, you're stupid, or whatever, it distorts our being. Our positive emotions turn negative. Compassion turns to depression. Passion turns to anger. Our brain doesn't work as well because we're in confusion. Our physical body doesn't work as well. Our stomach doesn't secrete the right acids. The colon doesn't take care of our needs. And spiritually, we have a dissonance in our relationship to God. You know, God has a cell phone. We have a cell phone. But the energy between us is staticky because shame and guilt is messing with it.
Yeah, so we turn away from the sources we already have. You know, I use the analogy of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz as a reminder to people. And she had the solutions inside of her the whole time. And we do too. We just forget because we get distracted and we're so busy with other things. And then we have that shame guilt. And then we have that regret. And then we have that fear. And now we just set ourselves on this evil cycle where now all of a sudden we can't let the positive in. We can't let the love in. We can't let in the conversations that we need to have in order to get rid of that, because everything comes from our mind. You know, fear is part of what we create, and you don't have to. You can have the thoughts that make things positive, or you can dwell on the negative. And, you know, they talk about gratitude. So if you're grateful for the good things, more good's coming. If you just dwell on the negative, we just keep going in a cycle. I'm looking at the clock. It's 12:36. Real quick, give me 15, 20 seconds. One tip that somebody could do, even if they take out a pen and paper and write something down, and then plug your website, Lois.
Okay. My website is Lois, L-O-I-S, Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S.com. Go there. I have a zillion podcasts, and I have videos, and my new film, I'm Good, is coming out next month. I'm making shame guilt visible so people know what it is.
Oh, that's awesome. And we're going to add you to our must listen to page since you do have your own podcast. So if anybody is interested, you want to find her easily, just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and you will see must listen to podcasts, TV shows, talk radio shows, and live streams. We're going to add Lois there with her pretty picture of 77 years old, looking absolutely fabulous. You just click on that and you'll go to her show. And of course, if you're interested in going to her website, which I highly recommend, then in this show, all you have to do is either click her name or the company name, and you'll get directed to her website. So you can't say, well, I couldn't find Lois. I forgot what she said. Nope. No more excuses. That went away in March, everybody. So you'll be able to find Lois very easily. Lois, thank you so much. You're such a great addition to the platform, and I look forward to having you on next month. So make sure you book your spot for June, my dear.
I will. Shame guilt is not ours to own.
Yeah, no need. No need. It's 2021. Shed all this shame and guilt, people. It's not necessary. It's not. You don't need to bog yourself down.
We are beautiful humans that have been cloaked in shame guilt energy so we can kick the heck out of us.
You got it, Wendy. You got it. Yeah, she
okay.
Will show you how. 77 years of funk sitting in there. And of course, you know, she made the first kidney machine back in the 60s. So obviously she knows what she's talking about. Smart lady. So thank you, Lois, so much. We'll talk to you next month.
God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're at 12:39. I'm going to bring in my next guest, but I just want to let everybody know. I want to say thank you for listening. Our numbers over the past month have been unbelievable. We had almost 900,000 listeners over 13 shows for the month of April. Our show on episode 203, which was on last Monday, had 200,000 live listeners. These are only the live numbers on only one platform, by the way. So 200,000 live listeners on our iHeartRadio channel that is through Global Enlightenment Radio Network. That's Big D over there who's constantly promoting and supporting us. So thank you, Big D. He's one of our media partners. And Yeah, big numbers, big numbers. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for sharing the platform with your friends and family and your contacts and letting them know this is the safe space for sanctuaries. It is a speakeasy. We are laying under the radar on a lot of things, except Apple Podcasts. You know that because they've wiped out 1/3 of our ratings for no reason, and they are censoring our show a little bit where they have a delay in when it comes out. You know, it took like 3 days for this last one to come out. It's unbelievable. So if you can, rate, review, and subscribe to the show, that would be awesome. So you never miss an episode. Please comment and share and follow us on social media. And of course, join our newsletter. So that way you'll know of all the upcoming episodes and other great things about the platform and resources to help grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community, and much more. I put all of that information in the newsletter. The beautiful graphics that I made, so you can click through easily to do all of those tasks are on the homepage. So just click on those and you'll get connected to what works for you. So please share that with your friends and family. Again, thank you so much for getting the word out there about all the great people and partners we have on our platform and across all of these incredible resources. So it is time. Oh, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right, so it is time to bring in my next guest. We're at 12:41. I'm a little over, and I said I wasn't going to do that. We're going to get the show back on track. So my next guest is Eloise Nathaniel. She's the founder of Life More Abundantly, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center offering free services to support men and women experiencing planned and unplanned pregnancies. What a needed resource in a world that just loves to kill babies. Unbelievable with people. We're going to talk about some of those numbers. Your head will explode. Audience, big round of applause. Eloise, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Michelle. How are you?
I am awesome today. Welcome to the platform, the Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. I'm so happy that you are an addition. A new partner to the platform. Full disclosure, Eloise and I met about a month ago. We hit it off and we couldn't get enough of each other. We were trying to leave and we just kept talking at the car and we got to get out of here. We could spend all night standing in this parking lot. It's time to go. So give a little bit background about you or a little info and then let's jump right into Life More Abundantly.
Well, I'm a native of California and came out to Arizona in 2002. My background and career is more sales and recruiting as a headhunter for years, not knowing that God was orchestrating what I'm doing now for his glory in this time. And that is my whole path since I came out here has completely changed in 2002 as a recruiter. I did the recruiting, but God continued to give me baby steps of different things that he wanted me to do. I had no idea that he was going to send me in this direction to totally indulge myself in helping women and men with unplanned pregnancies. I have a background. I ended up volunteering and being on the staff of a pregnancy center, but I had no idea that this is my calling. And so he has called me specifically to open up a pregnancy center in South Phoenix community. And that's where I am. That's what I'm doing. And that's where my heart is. And it has a lot to do with my background. What the services I'm offering these women are the services I needed back when I was in high school as a senior and got pregnant and went on to college not knowing I'm pregnant. And there was no resources like this for me. And it's the same today. And that was years ago. I'm talking about back in the 70s. And it's the same today in the community where they need it the most. There's no service available to them there. And God kept telling me over and over and over again, why isn't there, Eloise? Why isn't there opportunities for them there? And I told him, I said, Lord, if this is something you want me to do, you have to provide the resources. And things have been happening every since. He's just been providing and providing. And we still have more things to do because our doors aren't open yet. But we are working diligently to do fundraising events to raise the funds. We're in the process of negotiating for a facility. And you know, you asked me a question. I think I answered that question and went on. I'm just keep going on. Did I answer your
You did it beautifully. You did it beautifully. I like when people integrate God and their beliefs and communication with him into their businesses or their callings or whatever it is that they've decided to set their paths on in life, because that is a major reason why we have veered off the track in society as to where we are now. And when people bring that, especially into their business, it makes all the difference in the world. So I admire you for saying that, because a lot of people don't. And it seems to be that that conversation is happening more, and I'm encouraging it on this platform because there's no reason why it shouldn't be part of a conversation or part of your life. And even if you want to keep it personal, that's okay. But still, don't be afraid of it, because, and you said, you know, you were asking God, why isn't it here already? Well, you know, I think I answered that question in my segment when I mentioned you have these 13 bigs, I call them, these entities, the powers that be, that their agenda is not about, it's not about birth. Their agenda is not about having more people on earth. And you can take that in whatever direction you want for the people that are the Great Reset people, but they're encouraging abortion. They want you, they make it easy. They take away what it really means and just say, oh, it's my body, my choice. It's my right to do that because that's what the law says. So they take away what it really is and desensitize people to the act of what you're really doing. So, well, that's not really a baby. And then, of course, you know, some of these governors are saying you can have an abortion after the baby comes out. No, then that's murder. There's a difference. So, you know, they don't respect life. They don't respect us, we the people, and we're children and adults, and they're not going to expect something that's going to come into this world. I mean, it's just so disturbing that even the entertainment world have just taken this and run with it, and then just kept playing up the, well, it's, you know, women's rights. Well, you know, the law says you have the right to abort a baby, but you need to know, and this is kind of like, I don't know, we're at 12:46, and I'll be real quick because I want you to talk a little bit more. I don't understand why the people who are pro-life don't turn the conversation back at them and say, you know what? You guys have every right to kill a baby in the womb. You do, but you have to realize that's what you're doing. So don't fight the, you can't do that, because unfortunately that's what the law is, Roe v. Wade, right? But then turn it around to what it really means. And then that's when the people that think it's okay might actually change their minds when they really see the pictures and they hear the heartbeat or they understand. And then of course, you know, science has evolved so much since 1973 when Roe v. Wade was ruled on, that, you know, if they're so interested in following the science, they might want to pick up, I don't know, a recent book or a video or a movie, like the Gaznell movie. So real quick,
not only that,
Eloise, I didn't mean to jump on too much of your segment, but I just kind of needed to get that out because I want people to rethink the way that they've been thinking about this.
There's two things I want to bring up based on the things that you just elaborated on. That not just the murder. Right now, the highest percentage of murders of babies are black women in the womb of a black woman. Right now, it's just incredible that we have been the target from the beginning to get rid of all blacks off of this continent. And that was from Margaret Sanger, as most of you may already know. And it's depleting. I mean, we're like very extinct right now because in New York alone, there's more babies being aborted than are being born.
Yeah.
Here in the state of Arizona, the highest abortion percentage of pregnant women are black women. The white women, it's like 7.4%. Hispanic women, it's 9.3%. Black women, 17% of black babies being aborted.
Wow.
And every year, there's over 1,000. There's 12,000 and 1,000 or more every month, more than 12,000 a year here in just the state of Arizona. And I, because I worked in that environment, I hear those numbers all the time increasing. And that's when God just started to pierce my heart about South Phoenix, because the majority, based on the state numbers, the majority in one community of blacks that are in one community are in the South Phoenix community. And that's when he kept telling me, Why isn't there a place there, Eloise? Why isn't there? I knew that's where I had to go. I knew that's where he was sending me because the babies are being aborted far more there in that urban community than anywhere else. Both blacks and Hispanics are the highest numbers of percentage. And that is terrible because it's not just the word abortion. They created that word. It is murder. It's murder. That's what it is.
I agree. How many Planned Parenthoods are in South Phoenix? Do you have an idea?
There was one that was just moved to their regional office in Tempe because it's a bigger regional location, but
it's like a
10-minute drive.
More murders.
But it's a 10-minute.
More murders.
You know how South Phoenix and Tempe kind of they're close together. So from the South Phoenix market, it's a 10-minute drive to that location. But there's at least two or more, there's three. I know of three abortion clinics within an OBGYN doctor's office right there in the community as well. So when PP doesn't get them, there's other OBGYN doctors that will abort your baby for you. And there's no pregnancy resources like what we're offering there right now. Because we're going to offer free pregnancy tests, free ultrasound, so they can see their baby. When you go to those clinics, especially PP, they do not allow you to see the ultrasound. They want you to believe what they're telling you, that it's just a blob. It's not real life. But yes, it is. That heart starts to beat at 11 weeks. It's like, come on, give them the information they need so they can make the right decision. Don't make the decision for them.
They don't want to. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to have the information. They want to continue with the agenda to and make sure that the babies aren't born. I mean, you brought up Marjorie Sanger, and her whole purpose for creating Planned Parenthood was to eliminate the black babies. So if anyone doesn't believe me, they can just research her. That is what it is. So then she gets all these accolades and awards being this amazing pioneer, and you're like, wow, how screwed up are the people that are handing out these awards? Again, they're part of the 13 bigs. So it's all coming together once you kind of take your mask off your eyes, right, and you see really what's going on. And she's actually connected to either Bill Gates or Bill Gates' dad. So again, the eugenics all plays into this, and it's not. And for anyone who's hearing this for the first time, everything that I provide on this show, I don't make up. It's from multiple sources. I listen to a lot of shows. I listen to a lot of people. I have a lot of people that come on this show to interview. So I don't make up any facts. I can't necessarily source everything and tell you on the air because it's too much. But you can be assured that none of this stuff is, I'm just making it up, that it is opinion, because it's not. It's do your own research. I encourage everybody. Google it. Do your own homework. But that's really what's going on here. Real quick, I just want everyone to know, who doesn't know this already, Planned Parenthood is funded by yours and my tax dollars. And I think last year they got $500 million, and that's what they usually get every year in that ballpark. And the other thing is that they did get a bunch of the PPP loans because I'm sure they were deemed an essential service, just like casinos and, Walmart, but small businesses weren't, the churches weren't, alcohol or liquor stores were deemed essential and open, and 400,000 small businesses went out of business. So I think that should hopefully put some things into perspective. So you're probably not eligible, Eloise, for that kind of money from the government, right? You can't get $500 million for your organization to help?
No. No other organization like mine can. No other pregnancy resource across the country could get that. And they also tried to close us down as well, but it didn't work as an essential service.
Oh, because it's essential to murder them, but it's not essential to save them. Because it's essential to go gamble, but it's not essential to go pray to God in church. See how it's the similarities, everybody?
Yeah.
It's the opposite of algebra. Remember, the concept of algebra is what you do to one side, you do to the other. So if you're going to be consistent and didn't have an agenda, you would make either both. I think everything's essential. I never agreed with a non-essential worker or a non-essential business. Everything is essential. It's there for a reason. So if you don't have a bias or an agenda, then you would have both. each side, you know, pros and cons. You could, both essential, but if one is essential, one is not, then there is an agenda there. And that's what everybody needs to realize. When I keep saying it's us versus them, them very bad. Look what they do. That makes no sense. So common sense caps on, everybody. Try to leave them on longer than the show. Sleep in them. I encourage you. Do a little extra. That's all. Just do a little extra. Eloise, give your contact information and plug anything you want or anything that you need, please.
Okay, I will. My contact information is my best way to reach me is my email, my personal email. That's enathaniel@lmaaz.org. Our website is the same, lm, like Mary, aaz.org. Reach out to us. We right now are in need of funding. So if God touched your heart about this organization at all, and you feel like he wants you to give and donate to our organization, please go to that website, lmaaz.org. You can donate. There's a donate button, and there's an event button, because we have a particular fundraiser that we're working on right now, and it's called Sponsor a Baby. You click on events. It gives you all the information that will help us with the funding of this facility out there in South Phoenix as we begin to open. And I just want you guys to know there's so much more that I would love to share with you. So that email, if you have questions, please reach out to me or call us on our work number, which is 623. Let me get it right in my head. 623. Oh, I can't even remember. Email me and I'll send you the telephone number. But I am open to help you understand everything I explain and more about what's happening in the Black community.
Yeah, how about I give the number for you, Eloise? It is 623. I told you, sometimes I know a little too much about the guest. It's 623-213-5554. And, of course, all of her information is listed in the show, so you just click on her name or the Life More Abundantly name. And then, of course, it'll get you directly to her website, so you don't have to think. I'm trying to eliminate all of the excuses. Remember, no mo excuses, so you can have the tools, the resources that you need to enhance the quality of your life, grow your business, and, of course, make a difference in your community. So reach out to Eloise if you've got questions, if you know someone who might need help, and also if you're interested in donating or collaborating. She's got her common sense cap on. She has a creative cap, too, so can't do something with the donation, well, reach out. You guys, you'll figure it out together, because the goal is to bring together the like-minded people. And when you have like-minded people coming together, amazing things happen. We can all make it happen in May, everybody. Eloise, thank you so much for coming on. Make sure you book for June. And welcome aboard, my dear. Welcome aboard the purpose-driven, patriotic. What am I? I'm a patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. Oh, you got me. I got the little bit of a bug that you had in your head, my dear. So thank you, Eloise. Yeah. You're great. Thank you for the work that you're doing.
Absolutely. God bless.
God bless you, too. All right, everybody. So my last guest, Aaron Welch, he had messaged me so that he was running into some issues, so he's going to have to reschedule. Not a big deal, but we will take it up with some digital marketing consulting. I believe this week, if not next week, we've got Debbie Saviano coming in from Women's Leadership Live. She is the queen when it comes to this digital marketing. They are also our marketing platinum. My P's are off today. Women's Leadership Live is one of our platinum marketing partners. And I encourage you to follow them on LinkedIn. She gives incredible tips every single day. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and you click multiple places, if you go to the Take Action tab, you will see the must follow people, groups, organizations, and companies. She's listed on there. And I put them in categories to make them easy for everybody. And I put their LinkedIn little graphic so you can click on that. It'll take you right to the LinkedIn page. Again, we have a number of platinum partners. We've got Clout Hub. Jeff Brain, he's coming on here shortly. We've got Global Enlightenment Radio Network. We've got Women's Leadership Live. We've got Defend Our Union with Raj Doraswamy, who's coming on Wednesday and joining me on the soapbox. And there's a few more. I think that's it. Yeah, sorry about that. It's 12:59. Jeff's coming on here shortly. And I need to pick up where I left off, but I want to just give you a little bit of the soundbite again that we played earlier about make it happen. It's make it happen May. We're 5 months into the year, and it's time literally to change everything and elevate everything in your life to the next level. A little incentive, little inspiration. And if you listen to the words, what is she saying? This is Mariah Carey, by the way. And I, you know, listen to this song. This song's old. And it's amazing when I actually take these songs and put them onto the air, I have to cut and paste them. And I actually listen to the lyrics for the first time. Like, remember when I listened to the Let's Get Physical lyrics, realizing it has nothing to do with exercise? I'm going to play that real quick, and then I'm going to bring Jeff in because it's time to make it happen. If you didn't hear what she was talking about, replay it. I want you to hear it for yourself. So I'm going to bring on our special guest for my patriotic soapbox, Mr. Jeff Brain. He's the founder of and CEO of Clout Hub, the non-biased social network for people engaged in meaningful civic, social, and political issues, causes, and campaigns they care about, a true freedom of speech platform for everybody that's listening. So I encourage you to jump on. He's going to talk about a ton of stuff, and they had an incredibly successful event last night, which was Defend the Vote with Raj Doraisamy of Defend Our Union. Amazing guest. It was smooth as can be, chat rooms. He's going to go into more detail. So audience, please give our special guest and our platinum partner, Mr. Jeff Brain, a big round of applause. Jeff, how are you?
Good. I'm good. Good to be with you. How are you?
Well, I'm excellent. It was awesome meeting you in person when we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have followed you for a while. Not stalking. You know, I always call it like a light stalking. It's, you know, it's not scary like a Kathy Bates thing. You know, your ankles are safe around me. And I'd seen you multiple times on the War Room, and I have you written on my list of somebody who I needed to be not only had a guest as my show I wanted to be friends with, and I also wanted to do something more complex and awesome as a partner. So when I saw you in the media room in Tulsa, it was like, I said, I can't believe this is happening. That's just Brain. He's standing right next to me, and he just gave me his card. Get out of here. Yeah, it was awesome. So thank you.
It was great to meet you in Tulsa. It was a great event. And we enjoyed being there, and we met a lot of great people, and I'm very pleased to meet you.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're gonna get a channel. I'm gonna start putting some video into the show to give people a whole new perspective. So that is the next step, and been talking about it for a while, but it's time to pull the trigger. Like I said, it's Make It Happen May, and I can't encourage people to make things happen unless I do it myself. So who better to guide me through that process and make it happen than, oh, I don't know, the CEO and founder of Clout Hub, right? I mean, well, if you're going to do it right and make sure you go to the best of the best. So before we go in and talk a little bit about your event last night, which was amazing, and I want to play some sound bites to kind of support what the event was all about, tell us about a little bit about you and then, of course, Clout Hub.
All righty. Well, so I have been a business person all my adult life and also a civic activist. I lived in Los Angeles in the past, and I was a commissioner for the city, and I did a lot of, you know, significant things in the city. At one point, the LA Times named me one of the top 10 civic leaders of Los Angeles. I now live in Orange County, California. But I felt there was an opportunity to use social media in a very different way than it's currently being used. Most social media today is all about looks. You know, look at me, I got this many likes, I got this many followers. And it's really, you know, it's destructive actually, right? They're silencing our voices, they're invading our privacy and selling it to the highest bidder. We know from movies like Social Dilemma that it's very unhealthy for us and our children. It's actually rewiring people's brains in a very negative way, making her harder to retain information. So I wanted to do something very different. I wanted to almost reinvent social media. So imagine using social media instead of that to bring people together and empowering them to be able to address the issues that impact their lives, their communities, their quality of life, and their freedoms, and the society as a whole. Actually use social media to serve society. I think most of us, after 15 years of social media, feel that social media is actually anti-social.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a better way to do it, and I think we're on track to do that. I think we'll be the next Facebook, but doing social media with a purpose. And so Cloud Hub is going to connect you in a meaningful and purposeful way to the different elements of your life, whether that is education, whether that is faith, civics, where you could interact with your legislator or decision makers at the federal, state, or local level, finance, you know, business, health, entertainment, all the things that determine the quality and the richness of our lives. So we live in a digital society, and I think social media should serve our life in that digital society and connect us to people and things that matter most. And that's what we're doing with Cloud Hub.
Well, that's refreshing to hear. And it is long overdue, and it is the opposite of the intentions and the agenda of the big tech companies because of just what they've evolved into, which at this point, I'm not surprised if that was the intention and agenda all along, is to get to this point where they can control the messaging and make it a destructive platform and forum rather than something positive. Like you're talking about social media. So you're supposed to be social and exchanging and interacting with people, not canceling, shutting them down, censoring them, and creating just evil. I mean, you've been on Twitter. I mean, it's just a cesspool of angry people lashing out, not to mention, you know, bots and trolls and all those things. But for the people that are actually commenting or posting, it's not positive. Most of it is just, oh, it's horrible because they have a difference of opinion. What happened to having a conversation, or what happened to just, you know, being civil? It's gone. And it's, your platform is so necessary to give people that outlet, not to mention reposition how they communicate on social media, which is important. So it's not going to be some place where you could just lash out and yell and scream and insult people and deliver lies. It's going to be a place where what social media should be about, right, Jeff?
Right. We believe we're returning civil discourse to the debate, right? Debate doesn't have to be about throwing stones at each other, which is really what you experience when you're on Facebook or Twitter. And the reason is because they were never designed as a place to deal with the tough issues. You know, Twitter was created to keep your friends updated throughout the day with what you're doing. It's a microblogging. And Facebook was originally to meet girls in college, and it became much more than that. But it certainly was never designed as the place to have the discussion on political and civic issues. And so when you don't have the right tools to allow people to be heard, and you know, when I did the things I did in Los Angeles, and I brought diverse people with diverse interests together, there's certain steps you have to go through to be able to find, you know, first of all, hear people out. Everyone's got their different interests and agendas. Hear them out, and then try and find common ground, and then start to see how you can solve the problems. And I think one of the things we're lacking today is we're no longer solving problems. We are throwing stones at each other. And that's because social media doesn't have the right tools to do it. So if you don't, it's like sitting down at dinner with your spouse and throwing wads of paper across the table at each other. It's not going to get anywhere. But if people can have the right tools where they can meet, where they can organize, where they can debate, and have truly a debate on the issues in a constructive way. And in a constructive way, what I mean is where it is geared towards some sort of resolution and fruitful outcome. And then be able to do something with that, right? Because when you're on Facebook or Twitter, once you've had that discussion, what do you do with it? And on Cloud Hub, you can then reach to that Civic Hub where you can maybe do a petition, or you can do a poll, or you can actually communicate to your decision makers and say, this is what we want for our street. This is what we want for our community. This is what we want for our children's school. And, you know, that's where it starts to become positive again, when we can do something. It's not on other platforms, and, you know, there's Parler, which is out there. And the frustrating thing I have on Parler is all I can do is post and then count how many likes and follows I got. But that doesn't really get anywhere. So if we're going to talk about free speech and we're using free speech to get likes and follows, that's a complete waste of time to me. I have no interest in that. But if we use free speech to be able to talk to people about issues that are impacting our lives and our communities, and then we can take the next step and actually do something about it, make a difference, you know, convince the legislator to do X, even holding our legislators and decision makers accountable for their decisions and behavior. And that's what you can do on Cloud Hub. You know, it's really about doing, not just posting. So,
and that's important, because the reason why we're in the situation we're in, with this complete melting of morals, ethics, values, and the freedoms in our country, is because we were doing just that. We were posting. We were putting information out there and not taking action. We were busy with our normal lives, thinking that the powers that be were going to take care of it and represent us in our best interests. And what we have come to find out, that that's not the case. So it's time that we have to get involved and take action, real action items, whether, like you mentioned, signing a petition, or even if you're going to contact your congressman or even local officials, or even start to have your own group or discussion on a platform like Cloud Hub, or if you're going to actually take the plunge and maybe run for office. Because of watching Dan Schultz on the War Room, Steve Bannon's War Room, I became a precinct committee man. And I'm encouraging everybody to take a look at that. And we've made it very easy to do so. Like, you just go to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and you can go into, there's a special page, become a precinct committee man. There's also a section for Arizona, because in Mayor Corruption County, it's very, very easy to do so. So take a look at that. And then Dan comes on the show once a month, and you can check out any of his episodes. But it's people like Jeff that are making it easier for people to take action and then communicate with like-minded people. So you can gather and you can have the conversations you need to. I did tell everybody that I was going to open the phone lines if anybody wanted to call in with questions for Jeff. And Jeff, if we don't get any calls, don't take it personally. I just started doing this last episode, so it's all new. Nobody necessarily even knows that we're opening phone lines now, but I figured, you know, let's do it. So the phone number to call in to ask any questions to Jeff is 646-668-2537. That's 646-668-2537. Feel free to call in and ask Jeff Prane, the founder of CEO on Cloud Hub, any questions that you have, or just say, hey, Jeff, thanks for giving us something that we definitely do need. So is there anything else? Oh, you know what I wanted to do before we jump in and talk about, since you talked about free speech, and I wanted you to talk a little bit about the event and why it's important that you've partnered with Defend Our Union and helping support them. Can you give an example? And I want people to be open-minded. It's a different platform than what you're used to for the other ones, because it's a whole different concept. So you have to, you know, it's like anything else. You have to get used to it, and you have to kind of play around. So is there a tip that you can give people to make it kind of user-friendly, easy for them to maybe set up their account today, and then the first step that they could do in order to get used to this new format?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, it's very easy to set up an account on Cloud Hub. Go to www.cloudhub.com, And there you can log in using a web browser, or there are links if you prefer to download our app to your phone, such as Apple or Android. We only ask for three things from you to sign up. One is your name, an email address, and a phone number. And that phone number is so we can send you a verification code that you're a real person. That's all we're going to ask or require from you. Beyond that, we don't require any additional information. You might volunteer additional information to improve your experience, but we don't take it. We don't data mine you. We don't look into your phone to see what other apps you're using like the other platforms do. We don't, you know, track your behavior. We don't track you to the mall, none of that. And so we don't data mine you at all. So privacy is paramount to us. You know, we protect your privacy, and we certainly don't sell or share data. And so sign in is three quick things: name, email address, phone number. You're going to get a verification code sent to your phone. If you have a landline, you'll get a phone call, say, you know, with the number, and then you're in. And once you're in, you land in the public forum, and you can start talking. Some things that you might want to do: we have channels along the bottom of the app or across the top on a web browser. You'll see different options. There's the public forum, there's the newsroom, there's groups, channels, and video gallery. Video gallery is just like YouTube, where anybody can post their own videos. Okay, so once you belong to CloudHub, it's like belonging to YouTube, our own version of YouTube, and you can post your own videos. You can also go to the channels, and those are shows. Those are some of the people you like to follow and watch their shows, like Steve Bannon or Laura Trump. We have probably over 100 shows now in there, and there, Brendan Dilley's there, X22 Report's there. Just really Right Side Broadcasting, Epic Times, you know, great shows, informative. And it's not just politics. There's faith there as well. There's a trucking show. There's a MAME show, you know, where you can watch different MAMEs. Great content. And so people could go in there and they'll spend hours just watching different shows. And then the groups, anybody can set up a group on CloudHub. So if you have a interest in something locally, you could set up a community group and invite people to join that group. Our groups are really big, actually. Some of them are over, you know, we have one that's 145,000 people in it. Candace Owen has a group there, 54,000 people on
there.
That's
great.
Even Parla has a group with 2,000 people in it, you know, so on our platform. Which I thought was humorous.
Isn't that great when the other platforms come to your platform because they're like, oh, there's more people here and it's better.
Well, you know, the one thing we have is, you know, again, the doing, right? You can organize on CloudHub. You have groups. And the other thing that I think people really like about our platform is with having everything in one platform, it makes it really efficient to do things because you could have a channel on our platform and we can connect that channel to your group. So people can watch your show and then go to your group and interact with each other.
So it's almost like a chat room, but a better version of a chat room.
Yeah, yeah. So exactly. There's just so much more to do in one platform. You don't have to maintain a separate account over on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, right? It's all in one. Once you log in, you got everything there. Your videos, your news. We have a news aggregator. You can see political news, business news, technology, health. So, yeah, just a lot to do on one platform. So once they come in, you know, and people spend a lot of time on CloudHub, but it's all in a meaningful way. They're doing stuff, not just killing time.
Well, not just posting what they have for lunch. I mean, nobody cares about that. They, you know, I think we've all gotten past the point of – wasting our time because you don't really have a lot of it. And if you're going to go into any of these social media platforms, you want to make sure it's a pleasant experience and you're there for a reason. And you want to come out with an actionable item or information that's quality rather than a bunch of junk. We don't need any more junk and noise, which these other platforms are just full of. I mean, nobody has time for that. It's not productive. It's not healthy to have that negative content and information and not truthful information coming at you. I mean, it doesn't serve anybody, people that are dishing it out. Now, the event that you had, did you want to mention something else about the platform, Jeff?
Well, I was just going to say, and you sound like you're leading up to it, and you're exactly right. There's lots of challenges facing our society and our country right now. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, it's not enough to just post. You have to be on a platform where you can actually do something. And that's where we're focused. And we welcome the tough issues. You know, the other platforms are silencing voices. You cannot talk about vaccine concerns on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. You cannot talk about the election results if you question them on YouTube or these other platforms. And we saw doctors having their videos taken down when they talked about possible COVID treatments, and that was their own experience. I mean, they're licensed doctors, and they were relaying their own experience with a potential, you know, treatment for COVID, and their videos were taken down. When, you know, would they have taken down conversations back in the 70s when we started to say, hey, we think cigarette smoke is causing cancer?
In a second.
Or even when Martin Luther King was organizing his marches and his bus strike, you know, in today's world, when you start to talk about organizing an event against the lockdowns, because we don't want our businesses locked down or our churches locked down, some of these platforms shut us down. They cancel our groups. Would they have done that to Martin Luther King? I mean, I raise these as, you know, to put it in perspective of how our thinking has changed so much. I mean, when did free speech become something negative? Free speech was always looked at in America as what differentiated us from other platforms. You could always speak your mind here, no matter what. We have a right to be wrong. We have a right to be silly. We have a right to be an idiot and say the wrong things. And now you have doctors talking about their experiences and they're being silenced. It's absolutely outrageous. There's too many challenges for us to put up with that. And everybody, left or right, should be concerned about this because while it's happening to people on perhaps the right, we're now starting to see actually it's happening to everybody. It's just if you don't agree with their narrative, then they shut you down. It didn't matter whether those doctors were Republicans or conservatives or liberals. If they spoke on a topic that Facebook didn't want you to speak, I mean, look at it this way. I mean, this is even more extreme. Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of President Trump, interviewed him and put it up on Facebook, and Facebook took it down, and in their message to her said, the voice of Trump is no longer welcome on Facebook. We won't allow it to be on Facebook. And even his surrogates, meaning the people who speak on his behalf, well, he was president of the United States and, you know, has a strong support. And so for them to determine that they're going to silence his voice, if they do it to him, they won't hesitate to do it to you. And everybody in your listening audience should be concerned about that, you know.
Well, if they're willing to do it to him. And it's probably happened to most of them. It probably happened to most of them, too.
Yeah. So like you were referencing, yesterday we had this event. This event was on the election integrity. We had some great speakers, Patrick Byrne, Phil Waldron, Mike Lindell was there, We had some great people speaking on it, and that's what Club Hub is. Club Hub is a place for the tough discussions to happen. We welcome them, and so we'll be holding more such forums and debates over the coming months.
And it was an amazing event. And I was waiting for the moment that maybe they were going to try to hack or shut it down, because they just always managed to do that. But no, they didn't. I mean, there was a couple little delays, but that's just normal when you're going live. Things happen. But even the discussion breakout rooms were awesome. You merged with another platform to make sure that it was distributed the right way. That was really, really smooth. And it was just an incredible event. I'm looking forward to the next one. But the great thing is it's bringing all of these people together to have that conversation. And again, it's not about canceling the info. I mean, we talk about it on this platform all the time. You know, we don't live in a free country anymore. And if you don't believe me, just look at 2020, look at 2021. We don't. You know, you got to keep in mind that, you know, they're depriving of our freedom of speech and our right to assembly in the mm-hmm. public forum, and obviously in the social media world. And here's the other thing I want people to keep in mind, and you can comment on this, Jeff, real quick. How much time do you got? You want to go a couple more minutes, or I know you're a very busy man, so you tell me.
No, I got time.
Okay. You know, you had mentioned about Facebook and these other platforms like Twitter and YouTube. They're gathering all of your information, and then they're tracking where you're going when you're not on their platform. And if you don't believe me, you can go into, read an article, or you can actually go into the different platforms, and it tells you that. So they're tracking you. They're sucking all of your information. They're keeping track of what you buy, where you go. And then, of course, they're selling that information, and then they know everything about you because you are actually sharing it. So you are handing them the information so that they have everything that they could possibly imagine. So do you really want to support a company like that? Do you really want all of your information that's out there, because they're digging into your phone, they're digging into your computer? And why are we supporting a platform that hates you, that wants to cancel you? And maybe they're not, as you mentioned, they haven't done it yet, but they've probably done it to somebody you know, they've done it to your friends, they've done it to people that you like what they say, that you follow, that you believe in. So why would you want to support an organization or a company like that? Because all you're doing is fueling the flame. You're giving them more ammunition. You're making them more money. You know, these big tech companies made hundreds of billions of dollars during the shutdowns, and most of them became, you know, multiplied their, the owners or the CEOs multiplied their income by like a tenfold, hundredfold. So there's like beyond billionaires. Meanwhile, 400,000 small businesses were put out of business, and that's not even including how many other people's lives were destroyed. So why are we on their platforms? Yes, because, you know, maybe we're just so used to that, and that's where our audience is. But really, is your audience there? Because just because you have 5,000 friends and you put a post, do you know how many people actually see that? Especially if they don't like what you have to say, could be three. So, you know, so you can have metrics, but the metrics also can be manipulated. So just because you have so many followers doesn't mean they're necessarily seeing it, because they're not going to tell you the truth if they don't want you to know the real numbers. So do you really have an audience there that's big enough, or is it time, which I'm encouraging everyone to go to Clout Hub and encourage your followers to go there too, so they can get away from these big bad companies that are silencing the freedom that this whole country stands for? Do you want to comment on that, Jeff?
I completely agree with you. These big platforms are really abusing us, right? They're taking our privacy, sharing it, tracking us. I mean, when we think about it, it's almost like an abusive relationship. And yet many people stay because, well, it's comfortable. And but at some point, you have to get off of them, because that's the only way we will impact their behavior, is when people start to walk away from them. Then they'll think about whether maybe we shouldn't invade people's privacy the way we do, or maybe we shouldn't be silencing, you know, thought. I mean, how outrageous. Tyranny typically came from countries. We read about it in school, Russia, China, you know, and others. And yet here it is, happening in our own country by, you know, certain companies, private companies. They're doing it, and it's just really unacceptable, and people should move off those platforms. Actually, July 4th will be Independence Day from big tech. There's a move across the United States on that. There's many organizations that are fed up with the censorship, and so people are gearing up. Don't do it yet. Don't have to leave them. You can join CloudHub, but on July 4th, send a message and delete your accounts on those other platforms. Independence Day from big tech.
We're gonna have that information on our website and get them here on the show. So, but you could start to transition because, you know, obviously you've been on these platforms for a long time and you have, let's just say you do have a following, and even if it's your business and you're making money, well, put your plan together. Remember, take action. You put a plan together, get out your pen and paper, put that common sense cap on, which is time that we use that all the time. Keep it on. I encourage you to sleep in it. And then go ahead and start to transition off of it. Start posting on CloudHub. Start getting used to the format. Encourage your audience to leave in all different formats. Put it in your newsletters. Talk about it when you're out and about. Mention it in posts so that you can start encouraging your audience to make the transition too, so that everybody can be moving in a direction where it's going to be positive for everyone. Because if we all, like I keep saying, we're all in this together. It's not left or right. It's about freedom of this country. It's about the tyrannical regime and the agendas of all of these entities. You know, the 11, or was 11, it's 13 big, and they're in collusion with even the government because they've been silenced. You know, even in California, they have documentation, they have proof that the California government was in cahoots with big tech media to not get the information out about the coronavirus, because according to Dr. Richard Orso of American Frontline Doctor, if people would have had these preventative measures or even some of these early treatments like HCQ, ivermectin, and budesonide, there would have been 85 to 90% less deaths. So, you know, you have to look at this bigger picture, and Jeff did a great job of explaining it. So begin to transition. And the other thing I learned last night on the event, Defend the Vote from Defend Our Freedom with Raj Dorasamy, who's going to be on the show Wednesday and joining me on the Soapbox Wednesday. That's the Patriotic Soapbox. You can actually download your information from Facebook and then integrate it to CloudHub. Is that correct, Jeff?
Yeah, it's not there yet, but we're working on that tool where Facebook actually allows you to download your data to a zip file, and then we'll take that zip file and allow you to upload it. So, you know, a lot of people have history on on Facebook of pictures and things like that they don't want to lose. So you actually can download that in a zip file, which means all at once into one folder, and then we'll be able to take that and import it into CloudHub.
And I encourage people to do that sooner rather than later, because if your D-Day is coming where you're going to be kicked off the platform, you want to make sure that you have that information when you go and put everything together and sign up for, well, you can sign up for CloudHub now, but then once they have a technique, a trait, option in order
tool.
To upload your information.
Yeah.
Tool, thank you. Thank you. Simple tool. So then you're ready, but you should be able to take your information so you have it, because literally you've no idea when you're going to get you've been deplatformed, you've been canceled. It could happen any day. So you might as well be prepared, download that and have it so that you don't lose that content, because just think of I'm sure it's hundreds of thousands of people that have been deplatformed that didn't take that information, that they have lost it forever. I hear stories about that all the time from guests and from some of our partners, and then listening to other shows about people who've lost years and years of content and video. So back up your information as soon as possible and have it ready for when the tool is available on CloudHub. Now that is a great take action item for everyone today. You, regardless of who you are, have your backup done. Because they're coming to get you, just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. Right, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Look, we have Brandon Strock, who started the Walkaway movement, right? He was on Facebook. He had 542,000 people in his group on Facebook, and Facebook decided to remove his group. And his group consisted of individuals giving a two-minute testimonial about why they walked away. And he had many, many videos of people. And when Facebook decided they were going to silence his voice on Facebook and his group, and they shut it down, he lost all those videos. Mm-hmm. And I could see if they want to say, okay, you know, we don't feel you meet, you know, our criteria to have a group, but to take his content and just delete it and not give it back to him is just, you know, that's just terrible. So yeah, your audience should take those steps regardless of anything else.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with Brandon, or if you are and you want to hear a great interview that I did with him last year, it's episode 113. And I put together an incredible blog. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you can either click the episodes tab. You can find it there, episode 113. The blog is listed on there. And then, of course, I encourage everybody to take a listen to learn a little bit more about him. He's currently going through a lot because he was there on the 6th of January, which obviously is a whole nother show in itself, which we want to talk about freedoms and freedom of speech and living under a communist regime, but we'll save that for another day. So he's slowly getting back into the swing of things. Say a prayer for Brandon. He's a really good, good man. And I'm sure you feel the same way, Jeff, about him. He's done a lot of good.
Yeah.
In the world, a lot of good, and he got punished for it because he was actually doing, he went up against the regime. He went up against the big bad wolf. They didn't like that. So they took care of it and they erased you. And like poof, gone. Unbelievable.
Right.
It's scary. It's scary. The world that we are living in. And, you know, we all feel like a lot of the times that we don't have control, but there's no hope, that we're frustrated and we don't know what to do. We don't feel alone. We're not. There's at least 100 million people that probably feel the same way. I used that number because we figured Trump really got 81 million. And then there's a lot of people that have decided to wake up over the past couple of months and they don't like what's going on. I mean, you're hearing it even from people on the left that they don't like this censorship. They don't like what's going on in this country. So it's not a Trump thing. It's a pro-country, pro-America, pro-freedom, pro-choice, pro-life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So again, no left, no right. Doesn't matter. That is gone. The ship has sailed. And people need to come together on platforms and groups like on a Clout Hub. And that's where you need to go spend your time. Go check it out. You go to clouthub.com to set up your account. And of course, they're listed on our Take Action tabs. You'll see them under Must Follow. Groups, organizations, people, and companies. And then, of course, also one of our platinum partners. So you can even follow Jeff. I put his beautiful face and his link to his account. So then you can click on and follow him on Clout Hub, where he gives updates all the time. And it's time to take action, everybody, to do this. We don't have a lot of time left to make some big changes here on we, the people side of this country, which was the event last night, which, like I said, it was an amazing event. You guys did an incredible job. It was all about free speech. And I was really impressed with the platform and the video. And it was live. It was a live interactive event where the breakout sessions was live interaction, live video, live conversation. There was a chat, there was conversations where everybody was able to interact. And the other platforms don't have that technology. So this is the place to be, everybody. This is the place to be. Clout Hub has got it going on. And Raj Dorsami even said, he goes, why are you working with technology with these other platforms from like the 80s? He goes, no, this is modern. And he's a tech guy. So I would go with the tech guy rather than the ones that just want to keep control of your information and the agenda and the language and the propaganda. Rather than somebody who's doing it for good, so a civic leader like Jeff Brain. Anything else that you want to share, Jeff, that you think that's important that people need to know, or something else you want to get off your chest?
Well, thank you for this opportunity to speak to your audience. You know, what I would tell them is, you know, Clout Hub's relatively new. We're tremendous growth, which is good. Sometimes I find that people leave the Facebooks and they expect new platforms like CloudHub to be at that level. And so I would just remind them that we don't have the billion-dollar budgets or the thousands of engineers. So there are – you'll sometimes find bugs, but when there's a bug, we'll fix it, and we do that. And we have lots of great tools coming in the very near future, some I think that are going to completely change the way we interact in society. We have some, just amazing tools that we're going to be bringing forth to the people, and it's all about we the people and returning the balance of power to, as it should be, the people. So that's what we're about. And as people join us and we grow, we'll become more influential and powerful. And I do believe eventually we will be the platform that's in everybody's home, because we're going to be allowing people to manage their life on our social media platform. You'll even be able to buy things you need instead of going to Amazon. You'll buy it. You can buy it through the cloud store, and so, it's going to be a one-stop all.
Well, and the thing that one of the things that I really admire and appreciate about you is that you are looking to collaborate with other influencers, groups, organizations, and even other platforms. These other ones are just one track form of mind where it's all about them, and you're not. You are constantly looking to expand with, a collaboration and partnerships to bring together those like-minded people, and also to be able to have a forum for those discussions for truth and facts. And you're not going to censor just because it's about the election fraud, or it's about the Wuhan virus or the HCQ. And this is information that people need to know. I mean, even the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, it's a biological agent with mRNA technology tracking devices and fetal tissue from aborted babies, but they want to call it a vaccine. It's not. And then also the vaccine passport. Those are all topics now that are taboo on these other forums because they don't want you to know the truth. And you had mentioned earlier that the doctors were censored, kicked off, or their information was hidden about HCQ, and now it's about the vaccines. The same thing is happening where they're playing with the numbers, playing with the PCR tests to get the numbers down as to how many deaths have occurred and how many people have had adverse reactions to these vaccines. And they've already begun threatening the doctors to say, if you tell anybody, you're going to lose your medical license. And so that's already happening for the next phase. So time to move, people. It's time to move so you can get the information. You can protect your health. You can protect your liberties. You can protect your freedoms. You can make a difference. You can connect. You can have real discussions rather than looking at what somebody had for lunch and then being exposed to agenda-driven propaganda that's not going to help you. It will literally only hurt you. And with these vaccines and what's happening, it might actually just kill you. You might want to do a little research with that. And I'm going to give a plug to Mike Adams, who over the past couple of weeks, he has delivered some incredible podcasts about the vaccine and quote unquote, it's not a vaccine, right? I'm going to use my quotes, vaccine, it's not a vaccine, about what's happening with it. I mean, just look at India, the country of India. So you can always get his shows. Yeah, he's on our must listen to page, the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. He's coming on the show here, and he's just click his pretty picture and you'll get right to his podcast. So I encourage you to check out some of those shows to just learn more. You need to learn the information. And again, Jeff has all of this great content is sitting there on CloudHub. So cloudhub.com, check it out, everybody. Check it out. Jeff, you're amazing. I can only imagine what kind of backlash you get from the other side. So I hope you just, if you manage to tune it out, and hopefully there's no death threats because they love violence. And you keep doing what you're doing, and they don't hack you and take you down. We need people like you. We need this platform. Literally, platforms like this, people like you will save the country and save the four freedoms out of hundreds that we have left.
Well, thank you. That's what it's about. It's about, you know, putting us back in charge, you know, everybody. Everybody, any time they're taking your voice down, it's not because of what they say. It's because they don't want people to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So people should stay hopeful, positive, and keep pushing. They can't silence us unless we let them silence us.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, when they don't like what you have to say and they don't have anything to come back against it that is of value, or they don't have good policies, they figure it's just easier to quiet those people so that their information isn't out there and we can keep control of the narrative and keep control of the people, which is tyranny. So that's a good reminder,
yeah,
too.
You know,
not only are you sign up for Cloud Hub, you're going to rip off your dirty mask, because that is a symbol of control and tyranny, and it has no medical value. It actually hurts your health. So I always love to plug it to rip off your dirty masks, people.
Yeah. You know, today we started actually a campaign on social media called Cloud Hub Heroes, where we're focusing on people from the past who have made a difference, you know, because all of us have a hero inside of us. We just need the right tools to bring it out. And so we started this campaign, you know, and of course, to start, it's historical figures, but eventually we'll be asking people to tell us about people in their communities that are heroes. There are many of them, right? Ordinary people who have changed the course of life for so many, Rosa Parks, you know, Martin Luther King, others. But anyway, today's happens to be in what you were just talking about, Samuel Adams. And so his thing was, he wrote, never despair. That is a motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. And, you know, today, so many of our fellow people are in despair. They're frustrated, even in yesterday's event about the vote. I get a lot of people emailing me, oh, doesn't matter. You know, they're going to steal the vote again or this or that. And what Samuel Adams had to say, of course, who's one of the founders of our country, is, you know, as long as there's a spark left, we should always have hope.
And I understand that. Great quotes. I'm going to take those out and put them into a little special segment for people so that they can hear them real quick, maybe play them every day to, as a little reminder. But you brought up a good point, and I do want to make a comment on it. People were giving you feedback saying, oh, what's the point? I'm discouraged. They're just going to do it again. Okay, well, the machine part has not, and the ballot part is something that is in the works, right? Arizona, the audit here is moving along. It's moving along very well. Something we learned from Patrick Byrne last night, because, you know, anybody on the left or even the one, I don't even want to say left. It's the socialist regressives, and then, of course, the established Republicans. Boom, they're both bad. And I played a soundbite earlier so you can hear. Those guys claim to be Republicans. That's not a Republican, okay? That's not something – Reagan would never say anything like that. So kind of just put that into perspective. What Patrick Byrne, who is the CEO of the American Project, who was part of this event last night, he had said that they're scanning the ballots with that ultraviolet light. And if you look on conversations who don't like that, or they don't like the fact that they're doing this audit, they're making fun of it and saying, oh, there's no watermarks and blah, blah, blah. Well, he said that the scans that they're doing is to find out if the paper had bamboo in it. And this is the first time I heard of this, so I wanted to share. Yes, he said, because they know the name. See, the thing is between Mike Lindell and the numerous documentaries he's done, Absolute Interference is the most recent, and he's got three. So if anyone hasn't listened to those or watched them, they need to. And I've listed them all on our Take Action tab right there. So start. That's how you start. Boom. Go to Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All the videos are listed. So they actually have all the data, all the backup. And so they're just waiting different stages in order to release it. And also, you can't throw everything out there at once. The audit has a big part of this. So the ballots, they know there are millions of ballots that came in, printed in China and other Asian countries. And once they can prove that the paper has bamboo in it, we do not use bamboo in our paper. So it's just another check in the list to prove that the ballots did not come from here. So I thought that was interesting that he shared that last night. But as far as the audit, it is going well. They know the people on the good side. They feel very confident that that's going to start the dominoes falling, because once that is exposed, all the rest of them, the other ones are actually easier. And another thing I wanted to share real quick, Mark Fincham on the War Room today said not only that they've gotten the information from the machine, so they've done their forensic portion, they're now doing the ballots, but the third leg of this is they're actually going to do the reverse canvassing, which means that they are going to go to the houses of people that they believe were dead, so they can prove, and there's like 10,000 of those. They're going to go to the mass amounts of people who were registered to vacant lots, so they're going to go to those locations. And the third one, I can't remember off the top of my head. I believe it was maybe like a government building or like a post office box. They were registered, and you can't do that. It has to be a physical residence. So they're going to go to those, the low-hanging fruit that everybody's been saying, why don't you just go after the dead people? You got at least 10,000 there. So they are doing that also. So do not be frustrated. But in the meantime, let them do that. But we have to do our part. Our part is getting involved in these different group discussions that have take action items on Clout Hub and with Defend Our Union. They have an amazing amount of take action items and groups that are underneath them that they are connecting people. There's events coming up. You can become a precinct committee man. These are the things that we need to be doing. You need to contact your representatives at all different levels. I mean, the Board of Education, look what happened just in Vail, Arizona. All the board members freaked out when the people showed up. They go quit, and then the people have nominated themselves, and now they're the board members. That's how we do this. So you don't give up. Have confidence that things are going to work out on the things we can't control, but we need to do our part, and you have to get involved. Every day you need to do something in regards to taking action in a political stance, because politics have infested every aspect of our lives because they've been working on it and colluding for decades. You could start with Clout Hub, and you can also start, that's why I created an entire Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. There's a ton of things you could do there, from one click to something more involved, and Clout Hub is included in that. So I just wanted to, I know it's kind of a long-winded deal, Jeff, and you got to go. So it's I apologize for that, but I just wanted to give everybody some hope, but it requires action. And no more excuses. We need to all roll up our sleeves and get involved, because if you're not doing anything, you don't get the right to complain. You don't. Years ago, it used to be, well, I don't like who's in office. Well, did you vote? No. Well, you don't get to complain. Did you vote this time? Yes. Okay. We know that that didn't count. But for now moving forward, there's many things that we all can do, and it does require effort, which is what we haven't done for years, which is why we are where we are. So that is my that is my encouragement for everyone today. Just thought you wanted to get a little information and facts. Any comment on that, Jeff? And then I will let you go be the fabulous CEO founder that you are.
Thank you. No, it was great. Great summary. I appreciate being on your show very much and look forward to having you bring your program to Clout Hub.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And I won't be censored, which is why I can't even post on YouTube, because there's no point. I mean, I start my show with "It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona." Do you think that's going to pass the algorithms of YouTube? I don't. That's like the fourth word, so I don't think I'm gonna throw one up. I think today or tomorrow, just to see, to prove my point. And other than that, I'm looking for a safe space, a sanctuary, so us patriots don't have to hide in speakeasies anymore, because it's not the way this is supposed to be. Not saying anything scary, I'm just delivering the truth for the peeps, we the people, right, not we, right, the sheeple. All right, Jeff, it's a pleasure. I will contact you. We will get my thing set up, my platform set up, and then we're going to bring in a whole new way of doing videos and interviews that you haven't seen yet. So I'm working with a video team, and it's going to be really exciting. So it's not going to look Zoom. It's not going to look like a Zoom, I can tell you that. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a cool format. Something a little different. Oh, Jeff, such a pleasure and honor to have met you, to have you on the show, to have you as one of our platinum partners. And I look forward to some exciting things here in the very near future. You're a good man, a good patriot. So thank you for everything you're doing. And the hell with the haters, man. The hell with the haters. They're just jealous. That's all. They're just jealous.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, sir. Thank you so much. And we'll talk soon.
All right.
All right, that was Jeff Brain, the CEO and founder of Clout Hub. I don't want to say new because it's been around for a while. But they're newer, right? It's a non-biased social network to get people more engaged with all kinds of different, more advanced techniques and tools and platforms to change the way that social media is delivered and consumed. But in a positive way, in a positive way, with no censorship. How refreshing, how refreshing. That's clouthub.com. Go set up your account today and get active. And then make sure that you download your Facebook data. You can download your Twitter. I don't believe you can download the tweets, but you can at least download the people. And I don't know if it's in, well, just stick with one. You guys can do your research on Twitter. But as far as Facebook, you could download the data. And then have that as for the day that when you no longer exist there because they chose to erase you, right? And then when Cloud Hub has that tool, you'll be able to easily upload that. It's 1:56. I'm going to end it today on time. But let's see. I did mention the information about the audit. They're looking for volunteers. So if you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you can go to the Take Action tab, go to the AZ Audit. You can watch the audit. You can volunteer. And as they're looking for more people, I gave you some information about the audit updates. Oh, we're going to give you more information about the Truth Over Fear, which was heavily censored. It was supposed to be last weekend. They're going to move it to this weekend. We talked about the other event. It's still 1:56. Sorry, it was. I don't mean to be all over today, but I have jumped back and forth a little bit. So I mentioned our partner, our platinum partner, so we're good to go there. Like I said, if you get a chance, like and follow us on social media again. Just get for right now. I'm going to be more active on Cloud Hub, but you can right now. It's just in the transition. We're doing the transition for Facebook and LinkedIn. And then we're going to all transition over together. If you could rate, review, and subscribe, that would be great. It's on the homepage. There's big graphics because we're under attack. I want to thank everyone that's been listening. Share this show. Share this platform with your friends. There's 324 live segments of this show. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm bringing on at the 1 o'clock hour from Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox some headliners, some people that you need to know about, messages that matter to give you the information and make it, give you a chance to even call in. I know there wasn't any callers today, but it's new to the format. So keep in mind that we will open the phone lines at 1 o'clock p.m. for the second hour of the show. So you can call in and talk to whoever our special guest is going to be so that way you can ask them questions, give them praise. Start a dialogue, whatever you want to do. So we're making it easy. So if you're interested to become a member of our platform, then just, again, the Take Action tab, you'll see, or even the Partners and Patriots tab. And there's a big graphic there. There's also a page that says Become a Partner. You can book your 7-minute spot. We'd love to have you on. We want to make sure that this is a community of like-minded people, that they have trustworthy resources. All of our experts, professionals, and partners aren't trying to pitch you anything. They're not trying to sell you anything. Obviously, they need to sell things to make a living, but that's not their intention. They really want to provide you with information to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Give you those resources, give you those actions, give you those tasks, give you those groups to follow to become a part of. So they're really just good people doing good business and good things. And all of their shows are listed on our Take Action tab or our Partners and Patriots tab. You just click on the page that says Perpetrative and Partners Lives. And all the episodes are there. If you want to contact them directly, just click the blue link, either their name or their company name, and it'll direct you to their websites. It's 1:59. I'm going to wrap it up. So let's end the show on a good note. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. once you commit, everything changes. Don't be a mask call, people. Rip up those dirty masks. You got to stop being Shawshanked. Stop being Shawshanked, because there's people still in Arizona here driving around by themselves in the car with their mask on, and the mask doesn't do anything. It doesn't help you. It actually hurts you. And I'm going to read this real quick before I go back to my spiel. I've got another couple minutes or so. And this is from Dr. Zev Zelenko. He's actually coming on the show. I don't know if he's going to be on Wednesday or Friday. We might have to record it, but he messaged me today. So Dr. Zev Zelenko, okay, Vladimir Zelenko, he's the first doctor that actually got banned and silenced on social media for providing and sharing his therapeutic prophylactic treatments for the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, way back in the spring. And he has treated, I think the number was something like 4,000 or 6,000 people. I think it was 6,000 with his treatments. And I wanted to give you the information that he gave the other day about masks, okay? Because I want you to put this into perspective. When I say the masks are only a symbol of tyranny and control, and they don't work, they actually make you sick. Here's just some of the facts. Here's just some of the facts. Masks block microns that are 0.40 or larger. COVID is 0.10. So it all, just pure math, right, goes right through it if you did have it. Okay, so the mask doesn't block or prevent from you getting it, right? That was just something they made up in order for people to put masks on to see if they could control us. And if you look now, listen now, they're flip-flopping on when you can wear it, when you shouldn't wear it, who should wear it, what's going on. If you took the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, it's a biological agent. We know that. It has dead babies in it. So they're all over the board. They're all over the board because their lies are catching up with them. People are starting to realize this literally is all about political propaganda, plandemic. Okay? Keep in mind, when I pulled the numbers 2 weeks ago, there was only like 31 million cases. And don't forget, those numbers are manipulated based on the PCR test. We've talked about that many times. They had 31 million cases based on inflated numbers, right? They inflated the deaths, just in deaths alone. They changed the way they calculated the deaths from the CDC on the 24th of March of 2020 in order to make this an issue and a pandemic when it wasn't. They inflated them through the election by 1,600%. That's just the deaths. Now, the cases, keep in mind, 31 million, which all the tests, they might come back positive, but if you've got such a deadly virus that's in your body that you need to, and it could live on your shoe for 6 months, but you need a test to tell you you have it, you don't have it, okay? That's because they manipulated the PCR test. During Obama's administration, they had SARS, they had SARS. 60 million people had that. And that was without manipulating the numbers, the tests, and creating a political agenda, okay? So that was actually real numbers. So now we have half as much. And normally each year, about 38 million people get the flu. But of course, the most recent year we just had only 1,822 people got the flu. So the flu didn't go away. The mask didn't stop the flu because the COVID-19 is a form of the flu, so it's the same 0.10 microns. So the mask didn't prevent people from getting the flu. They just put the flu in a different column for coronavirus. That means we're still under the normal flu. That's with manipulated tests, that are causing you to show positive when you're not. So then that's still half as much as when people had a real SARS virus back in when Obama was president. It was 60 million. So just based on that alone, your head should explode. You should get really pissed off. A couple other things about masks from Dr. Zev Zelenko, and then I'm going to wrap it up here. Number two, it causes upper respiratory infections in children. Number three, children learn by studying facial expression. So we're raising a generation of autistic children. And number four, it causes anxiety, especially in children. So rip off the dirty masks. They don't work. They actually can't force you to use them. I want to give you this information. So you have it, and I'm going to have her on the show. The attorney, Lee Dundas, she's amazing. She was in Tulsa. Her presentation was great. She's the one who just ripped to shreds the city council in Orange County when they were trying to do the vaccine passport and they were trying to implement the masks. She's taken on a lot of universities that tried to do the same, enforce the vaccine on their students. So this is the, I'm going to have her on the show. We're going to put together kind of a, I don't want to say a toolkit, but something quick that you could reference in order to have a, I don't want to say comeback, but have the right language and information when somebody pushes you on whether you have to wear a mask, a vaccine, or get a PCR test. And then, of course, the resources for her and the new version of America's Frontline Doctors. They've created the Legal Eagle team. So if you do have issues with people, companies, organizations, groups that are infringing on your rights when it comes to any of this medical exaggerations or this medical Nazis that are coming after you for any of this stuff, whether it's jeopardizing your job or the kids in school, you can contact them and they will give you some guidance and connect you with attorneys. And they're on, I've created a whole page for that. So underneath the take action tab, if you go to, the take action tab, I think I put it, bear with me. I have them on groups to follow. And then I also put them under the COVID page, a COVID facts. I put them as patriotic legal defense funds and representation fighting for freedom. So they are there too. And also under the COVID facts tab, and keep in mind, all of these pages connect to one another. So if you're on the COVID facts or if you're on take action, you'll be intertwined. But on the COVID facts, I have the COVID-19 treatments, medications, therapeutics, and protocols. And that also includes Dr. Zeb Zelenko's protocol. It goes right to his websites for both therapeutics. And also, if you do have it, then there is a link there to America's Frontline Doctors so you can get a prescription for HCQ. You can get a prescription for ivermectin. And then Dr. Richard Bartlett is listed there too. You can get a prescription for budesonide. So read up on that because it's something that's going to be around for a while. It's not going to be, you know, very common, but you need to just build up your immune system, which is the key to all this. Is many of the doctors have said we don't have a virus problem. We have a deficiency in vitamin D problem. Real quick, and it's 2:06. I didn't want to do this to you guys today, but let me finish up because it's good information. Now, according to Lee Dundas, she's going to be coming on the show, vaccines, masks, and PCR tests are considered experimental use protocol under the Emergency Use Authorization Act and can't be mandated. It can't be mandated. So though when you're hearing it's being mandated, it can't because they're classified as experimental use under the EUA Act, which is how this fake vaccine got approved. It's not approved by the FDA because when they did try to go through the trials, they put it on the animals and all the animals died. So that's why they've never had anything for this strain of the flu and the virus, because the animals, it never got past the animal trials. So masks can't be designated for viral containment purposes. They can't sidestep informed consent. And something else to keep in mind, social distancing, being 6 feet apart, is actually a CIA wartime technique used to break down enemies of state. That's also part of a satanic ritual. Not making this up. This is totally researchable fact information that comes from multiple sources, and you can literally go find it yourself. I'm just bringing it to you. And also the J&J shots, just to let you know, it contains the trans gene, you know, trans, as in transsexual, transgender. Do you even say transsexual anymore? Transgender. It's the same. That's just whatever. Transgene. And that's listed on the EUA application. So not only are there dead babies, not only is there tracking system, mRNA technology, you also have the transgene in you now if you took that. So hopefully that discourages people who are thinking about the vaccine. Let's get you some facts here. We're gonna break that open with some of our doctors. We're going to get Dr. Naomi Wolf on the show. We got a lot more coming. Just got a lot to put together here. So I wanted to get you that. Let's get back to my little sayings here, because I figured if you hear them every one Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it'll get in your head and you will make different choices. You'll use different language. And that's the key. We need to play the game that the other side does, meaning the Republicans, the established ones, the elected elites, and the socialist, communist demon rats. We're careful of our language. We have to watch the language. That's what it is. because it's manipulation. We're not manipulating. We're just delivering the facts. But I want you to make sure you deliver it the right way, because they're going to come right at you. All is about hating and violence and attacking, because they don't have the facts and they don't have the good policies, and they just like to burn things down. So I want you to put your common sense caps on. Try to leave them on all day, maybe sleep in them. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. The censorship cancel culture is just stupid. Those who stand for nothing fall for everything. The woke nonsense is a joke. Don't support woke corporations, woke companies. They hate you. There's no reason to fuel their fire. We haven't had any music in a while. We haven't done any of that. Oh, it's 2:10. It's 2:10. I am way over. Let me see if there's something. I want to end on a good note. I want to end on a good note. No, these sound bites are going to get you pissed. We'll save those for Wednesday. MTGs is going to get you mad too, because it's going to fire you up. Oh, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw in my Carrie. All right, so I'm going to finish this, then I'm going to play Carrie and end the show. A special thank you to all of our partners, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just check out the Partners and Peaches tab, the Purpose Driven Partners tab page. I know it's confusing. It's really not. Once you go on the website, trust me, take action tab. Look at the take action tab. There's tons and tons of information, especially look at the must follow groups. Look at the must listen to shows. Pay attention to what's going on in the war room. I'm telling you, it's just brilliant content and incredible guests. And I keep trying to steal their guests and they come on the show, which is awesome. So that way you can get them here too. It is Make It Happen May, everybody. Make It Happen May. No More Excuses went out the door in March. So let's take the action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, especially in your community. Start today. Start today. I'm going to start as soon as we end the show. So tune in Wednesday, March or May 5th. That's Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. Raj Doraswamy with Defend Our Union is going to be in the soapbox, in my patriotic soapbox at 1. Show starts at 12 p.m. Pacific time. I think we're good. Oh, the other thing too, make sure you follow us on Rumble. Make sure you follow us on Rumble. I probably lost most of the audience by now. It's 2:12. But make sure you follow us on the Rumble. That's where I'm posting all the videos. And I'm going to start posting on Clout Hub too. But for right now, start following us on Rumble. What I'm going to do a sample one on YouTube today to see if they kick it off right away. I know they're going to. So tune in on Wednesday for another nooner of this live show. 5 guests, 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways. I think everybody's awake. You might be asleep now since we were 2 hours into this. You got a lot of take action items. You got a lot of great content. Please share with your family and friends. Tell them about the platform. Join the platform. Follow us on social media. Interact. Let us know who you want to hear from. We're bringing you some great guests all the time. Go check out what they do. Help yourself. Listen to any of the episodes. It'll change your life, I promise. If you don't know where to start, check out the take action tab. Start with the all-stars. Literally tens of thousands of dollars worth of free content. Let's just pretend everybody's awake. Go take action today on what we shared. Make it a great day because you deserve it. I'm giving you Carrie, and then we're ending the show.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air. I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle. I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest. I'm stronger. Bet my dues.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life,
laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.